You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Here, you'll find answers to your questions about the Christian faith, the Bible, and trends in the church today. At the Christian Research Institute, we do what we do because truth matters. As you hear today's program and you're interested in the topics discussed and you'd like to find out more, contact the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at www.equip.org. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
We have a modern crisis in Christianity that continues to deepen as an ever-increasing number of 21st century prosperity peddlers, ranging from Joyce Meyer to T.D. Jakes, seek to convince their devotees that what happens in your life is a result of the words that you speak. So if you're healthy and prosperous, words created your reality. Conversely, if your baby dies or if your spouse contracts cancer, well, you're the prime suspect. In fact, according to one of America's most popular prosperity preachers, Joel Osteen, the moment you speak something out, you give birth to it. And he says this is a spiritual principle, and it works whether what you're saying is good or bad, positive or negative. In fact, his words are eerily similar to the words of New Thought practitioner Joe Vitale, who incidentally was a contributor to Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. And when asked by Larry King, when Larry King was doing his show on CNN, whether a 9-year-old Florida girl who was brutally murdered attracted the horror to herself, he responded by saying, "We're attracting everything to ourselves, and there is no exception." Well, faith preachers like Osteen have differences from New Agers such as Vitale and Byrne, but they are united in the belief that the force of faith is so powerful that even the master of the universe is bound by its irrevocable reality. So in Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, what I do is I pull back the veil. I expose the fatal flaws, the feel-good fallacies that are spreading like cancer within the body of Christ. Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. You can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, you can talk to one of our resource consultants at number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Again, a lot of you holding on will go right to the phone callers. First up is Gloria, listening in El Paso, Texas on KLP. Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm a little devastated and shocked. I listened to Joyce, I listened to Pastor Prince, and this lady went on your broadcast, and she was asking about forgiveness. And I was just totally blown, Hank, about your study or research, or I don't know. Tell me, please.
Well, you know, the problem is that these teachers sound fairly credible. I mean, Satan never packages his lies in their naked deformity. If he did, you'd never buy into them. What he always gives you is the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. And that's what these prosperity peddlers are doing as well. For example, both Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer will tell you that we are to call the things that are not as if they already were. Now, that sounds very biblically sound, but is it really biblically sound? Scripture says nothing of the sort. In fact, the very passage that they reference, which happens to be Romans 4:17, says virtually the opposite. It says that it is the God who gives life, not we, who calls things that are not as though they were. So what he's done is he's put a subtle twist to the text, which has the text communicating something that the text doesn't communicate at all. That's twisting scripture. And this is something that Creflo Dollar is very adept at. He not only denies the deity of Jesus Christ, but he also denigrates pastors who proclaim that Christ is fully God. He calls them fantasy preachers.
And somebody said, well, Jesus came as God. Well, how many of you know the Bible says God never sleeps nor slumbers? And yet in the book of Mark, we see Jesus asleep in the back of the boat. Y'all, please listen to me. Please listen to me. This ain't no heresy. I'm not some false prophet. I'm just reading this thing out of to you, the Bible. I'm just telling you all these fantasy preachers have been preaching all of this stuff for all of these years, and we bought the package.
Now, what's he saying? He's saying that Jesus Christ is not God, and that is not an isolated incident. He's gone so far as to say that because Jesus got tired, he could not have been God. If he, Jesus, came as God and he got tired, boy, we're in trouble. Moreover, says Creflo Dollar, if Jesus came as God, then why did God have to anoint him? And then he answers his own question by saying, Jesus came as a man. That's why it was legal to anoint him. God doesn't need anointing. He is anointed. Jesus came as a man, and at age 30, God is now getting ready to demonstrate to us and give us an example of what a man with the anointing can do. So again, what he does is he denies that Jesus Christ was fully God in the flesh. I think I've lost Gloria, but this is true, again, of all kinds of prosperity peddlers, whether it is Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen, or even Joseph Prince, who repackages the concepts of the Word of Faith movement in his own vocabulary. He distorts Scripture to claim God guarantees health and wealth. He distorts passages like 2 Corinthians 8:9, which is supposed to teach that on the cross Jesus bore the curse of prosperity. The real teaching, of course, is simply that Paul is encouraging the Corinthians to be generous, as even the Macedonians were generous despite their poverty. He rejects confession of sin for believers. We don't need to confess our sins to be forgiven, and on it goes. In fact, we featured an article in the Christian Research Journal on Joseph Prince, so if you want further information in that regard, we have an article in the Christian Research Journal, which is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. I want to go back to the phone lines and talk next to Simon, Fargo, North Dakota, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Hank. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much for your ministry. I really appreciate it.
You got it. My privilege.
I just got a question, Hank, and see, I want your opinion on it. You can have, two godly men that both hold to Scripture alone for authority, yet they come up with some different conclusions on some essentials sometimes. How much weight do you put in interpreting Scripture in some of the, conclusions or the faith of our forefathers, how they interpreted Scripture with Scripture?
Well, I think it's really good to study church fathers. I mean, we're pygmies standing on the shoulder of giants, as it were, and therefore we can learn from one another. Iron sharpens iron. That is not only true in terms of listening to other anointed teachers in the present epoch, but it's true in terms of those teachers who have gone on before us. But all teachers, all creeds, all confessions ultimately must be subjected to the Word of God. So we test all things in light of Scripture, and then we hold fast to that which is good. And I think that the traditions of the fathers, again, are therefore subject to the truth of Scripture. Jesus and his disciples were constantly appealing to Scripture as the final court of appeal. In Matthew 4:4, for example, Jesus he said, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He rebuked the Pharisees for not accepting the Bible and for relegating the word of God to their own traditions, and in that way they nullify the word of God for the sake of their traditions. And the Bible constantly warns us not to go beyond what is written. So we should test all things in light of Scripture and hold fast to the good.
So when you do have two people that do hold to that viewpoint but come up with different ideas on the Lord's Supper or baptism, it's pretty tough for a layperson to know as much as they do about Scripture and yet try to decide which way is obedient to
right.
to
yeah.
God.
Well, I understand your further clarification in following up with that question. Look, what I'm talking about is essential Christian doctrine. What we're told in Scripture is that in essentials, unity, non-essentials, liberty, and all things, charity. Now, that's not a biblical verse, but it is a biblical principle. The essentials of the historic Christian faith are so plain that a child can understand them. The secondary issues are issues that can be confusing, and that's why there's so much debate and discussion. And we should discuss those issues in a collegial fashion and learn from one another. And that's why I say in secondary issues, such as modes of baptism or eschatology, the meaning of the millennium or the timing of the tribulation, these are things we can debate vigorously. We don't have to divide over.
So what about more the couple topics that we would probably categorize as essential, such as the Lord's Supper? Is it symbolic, or is there some sense of real presence in Christ, and covenant baptism or believer-only baptism?
Well, I don't think these are essential doctrines. In other words, they're not deal-breakers, which is to say that we can stand shoulder to shoulder with people who would disagree with us on those issues because we are unified in the essential Christian doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood, the very doctrines that become foundational to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the very doctrines that form the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. The issues that you're talking about are secondary issues. That does not mean that they're not important issues. But at the end of the day, this is not an issue that determines whether you have a relationship with Jesus Christ in time and for eternity.
Hey, well, it makes me feel better. I'm just wanting to do what I'm wanting to look at those two, whether you refer to them as an ordinance or a sacrament, or I want to do what God wants me to do in those areas, but I can't seem to find a clear direction on how I should look at those two.
Yeah. Well, again, these are issues that are significant, highly significant, and your view has all kinds of ramifications, but I don't think they're essential Christian doctrines. Now, I can send you information on both those issues if you want to hang on. Also, I think what's really important is a little flip chart that I put together titled Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. And what I do is I use the acronym doctrine as a way to codify what it is that you've given your life to, from the deity of Jesus Christ, which, by the way, is the mother of all questions, who do you say that I am? If Jesus is a mere man, as Creflo Dollar assumes in the incarnation, then he could not have atoned for our sins. So this is a very significant question. It is an essential of essentials.
I guess I wonder if I keep questioning it, how I'm thinking, is that God telling me that I'm not understanding it correctly, and do I dig deeper?
Well, what I'm suggesting again is that I'll send you this little flip chart, in fact. What it'll do is show you what essential Christian doctrine is and how you can distinguish the essentials from secondary issues, And while it's important to study those secondary issues, we shouldn't break fellowship with someone else over those particular issues. So hang on, I can send you the information that I just now promised as my gift to you. Thank you so much for calling, Sam. And we are coming up to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember that we have a special offer code, SUMMER. That is for the Christian Research Journal. You can use that special offer code, SUMMER, and receive the current issue of the Christian Research Journal free, plus six more issues for only $34.50, which is a discount off of the regular price. You can do all of this online at equip.org on the World Wide Web. While you're there, you can see all kinds of resources that I've mentioned and will mention throughout the broadcast, including, of course, the DVD Flight, The Genius of Birds. It's available for your donation to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. When you see it, you'll know why you're hearing the passion in my voice right now. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to one of our resource consultants, that number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Evolution strips away any notion of God. No God, no absolute truth. No absolute truth, and anything and everything goes. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wants to equip you with what he calls one of the most powerful tools he's seen to help you understand why evolution is false. The DVD called Flight, The Genius of Birds. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. So call to request it today. 1-888-7000-CRI. 1-888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this. It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, The Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, The Genius of Birds today. 1-888-7000-CRI. 1-888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Are you a Christian looking for a phenomenal Bible app? The Word of Promise Bible app may be exactly what you've been looking for. You'll experience the Bible like never before. This free app includes the entire New King James Bible text with powerful search capabilities. For example, you can look for a word like love, and every verse that includes love will appear. Also included is the entire two-hour audio Gospel of John featuring world-renowned actors. This two-hour audio Gospel of John is fully dramatized with sound effects, with an original music score, and is synchronized to the text so that as you hear this powerful audio theater, the text appears verse by verse. Receive your free Word of Promise Bible app today at equip.org.
It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, The Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, The Genius of Birds today. 1-888-7000-CRI. 1-888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Children are back at school, learning the theory of evolution is truth, and fewer teachings are more dangerous. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wants to equip you with the facts about why creation is true by sending you the DVD called Flight, The Genius of Birds. The eye-opening resource is our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please request your copy when you call or go online. The phone number is 1-888-7000-CRI, 1-888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Let's go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Robert. He's listening in St. Louis, Missouri on Bot Radio. Hi, Robert.
How you doing, Hank? I wanted to ask you a couple years ago. And another employee told me that everybody that makes it to heaven isn't going to live in a mansion. He said that some people will live in the basement of mansions. Is that right? Is there going to be, like, classes of people?
Well, look, there are degrees of reward in heaven, but there aren't different classes of people in heaven, which is to say the rewards that the Bible talks about involve both enlarged responsibilities in eternity as well as enhanced spiritual capacities. For example, the capacity to enjoy a musical instrument is greatly enhanced when you master a musical instrument. In the same way, the work we do here and now will greatly enhance our capacity for enjoying eternity. But we will be able to appreciate the station in life hereafter that God gives another person with out even a modicum of envy or jealousy, because there we will have true love as it was intended to be, not selfish love, but selfless love.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't sound like a petty question.
It's a very good question, because the Scripture tells us that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. And that is not speaking of the reward of salvation, but rather the rewards of service. The more we live lives that deserve reward, the more we will bring glory to God.
Because I thought it said in the Bible that people believe in Jesus would inherit the universe.
Well, it's true, because what's going to happen is that this universe is going to be liberated from its bondage to decay. So now it groans in travail, but then it will be liberated. And that's exactly the promise. The promise is that what happens to us in resurrection, we will be resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, goes hand in hand with the resurrection of the universe. God doesn't scrap things, He redeems them, He resurrects them. And so the universe will give birth, as it were, to a universe in which there is no decay, and we will inherit that, as it were, as our playground. We will forever explore the glory and grandeur of God's created handiwork, as we will forever explore the glory and grandeur of the one who created us and redeemed us by His grace.
Thanks for answering the question. I've been kind of puzzled about that last couple of years.
Well, I'm glad you called. I have written about this in a couple of different places. Principally, I've written about this in my book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Chad, listening in Salem, Virginia, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
My question is short and sweet here. In the context of the Scripture and St. Mark, God is speaking to me through His Word, and He's saying to love you know, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. So what is, who is my neighbor?
Well, whoever God places in your path, but even more extensively, it is all those that he has created, which is to say that we are called to fulfill a great commission and called to fulfill a great commandment. The great commission entails making disciples of all nations. So there's a sense in which we are responsible for the world. Now, what that means is that we use our time, our talent, and our treasure for the furtherance of the kingdom of God, so that his word can go out throughout the earth. God ordained not only the ends, but the means, and we are the means by which people hear about the great master who has landed in disguise and is calling us to sabotage the works of the evil one.
So like he explained in Luke chapter 10, where he kind of explained, you know, when the lawyer asked Jesus, you know, what must I do to, or he says, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus said, you have answered rightly. Go do this and you will live.
Yeah.
So
Jesus was calling him to become his own apprentice. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish but have everlasting life. So the beauty is that in following Jesus Christ, we are not only fulfilling the first, but the second as well. And the second is likened unto the first, because you cannot love God and hate your neighbor.
Right. And yeah, that's what I'm getting at, is our enemy. I mean, that's why I don't have any enemies in this world, because the Great Commission is to go out and make disciples of all nations. Is to love thy neighbor, regardless of what people do to me. You know, part of the cost of following Christ is to become, you know, maybe a doormat to somebody. They may persecute me. They might put me in prison for no reason. I might be on, you know, misjudged for my faith.
Yeah, I don't think we're called to be a doormat, but the Bible does concur with some of what you just said. For example, in both Old and New Testament, we are told, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Exactly. So that's why I don't believe in war. I don't believe declaring war on somebody is going to make disciples of all nations. That's why I believe in peace, you know.
But it can be a way of demonstrating your love for fellow human beings. For example, if in fact you have a madman who believes in the Ubermann, and as a result of that decides that he is going to eradicate those who are infirm or weak or those who are Jews, well, then justice means that we step in the way of the tyrant and try to defend the weak and the powerless, just as we're called to defend the orphan and the widow. So true love sometimes means that we go to war because we are protecting someone against an evil aggressor.
Well, specifically, where does Jesus tell me to go out and pursue my enemy?
Well, Jesus condemned the aggressive use of weapons, but he commended the defensive use of weapons. And I think that there is a principle in Scripture, and we find that principle in places like Romans chapter 13. War must be just. A war in defense of justice must be fought justly. And therefore, we may kill a kid that has a bomb strapped to his back, but we may not shoot an innocent baby in the arms of its mother. So I think what's important to recognize is that true love, genuine love, protects the innocent against the evil of an aggressor. And that kind of love sometimes leads to war. And if military action is not allowed in order to maintain order among nations, then police should not be permitted by the same logic in order to maintain order within a nation. So I think it's a leap of logic to allow the police to resist a murderer and at the same time not let the military resist a murderous nation. And certainly we have to have some kind of order. If you removed all order and civil authority within America right now, we would have anarchy and chaos. And I think the logic that you're using would lead to that very thing.
Yeah, well, I read a quote from somebody, maybe it was C.S. Lewis or someone had said that, you know, I base my faith in God not on by how much I can prove to you or anybody else how much I believe in God, but the other part of it is how much I'll stake my life on. I stake, because Jesus said to me, he said, count the cost to follow me. Picking up the cross and following him is like picking up the electric chair. I'm willing to die for Christ.
Right, then you should love others in the same way and be willing to protect the innocent against an evil aggressor.
Forgiving somebody might bring them to their knees. If someone
God uses us as the means by which the gospel goes out to the world, he can also use you as the means to stop a rapist from raping a young girl. To abdicate that responsibility and say, well, I'm going to leave that in the hands of God when God has ordained not only the ends but the means would be an abdication of your responsibility. I'm going to have to leave it at that, but you might want to think about those biblical principles. We've written about them in various places, including an article in the Christian Research Journal on Just War Theory. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Alan in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, listening on Bot Radio. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just fine. My question today is dealing with 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
Uh-huh.
Starting in verse 16, Paul exhorting Titus to, as he goes back to the church there at Corinth. In verse 18, he talks about a brother who is famous for his preaching is going back with him. And he alludes to him later on in the chapter. And I'm trying to find out who that man would be. Do you have any idea?
I really don't. I mean, there are commentators that would say it was Luke or Barnabas or Mark or even others, but it was clearly someone that Paul and the churches held up as a model believer. Erastus is mentioned 3 times in the Bible. He could have been in view here as well. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, we're told. So this is a letter to the church at Rome that Paul is writing about him, and it might involve him in this particular context as well. But remember, the Bible was not written to us, but the Bible was written for us. So it is applicable to us in every single circumstance of our life, but it doesn't mean that we're going to know every intimate detail that is discussed within the context of a particular narrative.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, Hank. I was reading that the other day, and it just kind of stuck in my head. I'm trying to think who it would be, and I couldn't find anything. So I thought, I know who to ask. So.
Well, I can't answer the question categorically, and I can tell you this, that commentators are very divided on this very, very issue. Again, there's some logic to Erastus, but might have been Barnabas, could have been Mark, could have been Luke. Who knows? We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us, and I don't know that there's any conclusive extra-biblical information that would lead us in any direction in terms of answering the question either. Going to have to leave it at that. Coming up to the station break, we'll be right back in just a few moments with more answers right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You remember Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888 to ask Hank. That translates to 888-275-4265. Do remember that if you're an existing member of the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, we could use an extra gift this month because we're still attempting to close a funding gap. You can be an instrument in that process by God's grace. We'll be right back in a moment.
There's something you see every day that proves creation is true. Birds. Yes, birds show us that they weren't designed to fly by a purposeless process, but by a personal plan. And Hank wants to send you the DVD, Flight, The Genius of Birds, to equip you with this truth. Flight is our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please, request your copy today. Just call 888-7000-CRI, 1-888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, The Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, The Genius of Birds today, 1-888-7000-CRI, 1-888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Christians typically haven't had much to say about video games, and often when they do, it's pretty negative. There are certainly real concerns over violence and addiction in video games, but the church needs to give this nearly ubiquitous medium a more balanced treatment. Other topics include sexual sanity for women in a world gone mad. Does the Bible teach that the earth is flat? Soren Kierkegaard, Understanding the Christian Father of Existentialism, Contemplative Prayer, and Psalm 46:10, Suffering an Apologetic Mission, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, The Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, The Genius of Birds today, 1-888-7000-CRI. 1-888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. When we see a work of art, we know it was created by an intelligent designer. But evolution asks us to believe that our Earth and its inhabitants are the result of a purposeless process. Hank wants to equip you with the truth about creation. That's why he'll send you a powerful DVD called Flight, The Genius of Birds, to thank you for your donation today. Request it when you call 1-888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Now here's more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. You know, it's not all that uncommon for skeptics to suppose that Christians are irrational to believe in a God that they cannot see. But in reality, it is irrational for skeptics to suppose that what cannot be seen does not exist. Why? Well, both Christians and skeptics alike recognize such things as black holes or electrons or Well, the laws of logic, the force of gravity, despite the fact that all of these are unseen. Not only so, but Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and as such, the incarnation of Jesus Christ is the supreme act of God's self-revelation. But it's not the only act. God's invisible quality, says Paul, his eternal power, his divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Put another way, the order, the complexity of the universe testify to the existence of an uncaused first cause. All of this to say that we have a brand new DVD that we want to put into your hands for your ongoing support of the ministry, but also to equip you to always be ready to give an answer or reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. And in this DVD, which is simply called Flight, The Genius of Birds, the ingenuity of a bird's behavior and biology are showcased, and in turn showcase the reality of a God who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. This is a simply wonderful resource that will bless you and bless your family in unimaginable ways. And if you have watched Metamorphoses, you will know Paul Nelson. He was the principal figure, if you will, in Metamorphoses. Well, Paul Nelson joins me right now on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And as always, it's good to have you with us, Paul.
Thank you, Hank, for having me back as a guest.
This is just an extraordinary production. I mean, I thought that you guys had done it all when Metamorphoses came out. I mean, Illustra Media just hit a zenith that I didn't think could be topped, but I actually think this is as good or better.
You know, I have to agree with you. And frankly, I think they got on the theme. They said, flying creatures, we've done butterflies. Let's look around. We've got birds to do. And there are aspects of this film that, frankly, I've never seen before. You know, looking, for instance, at the development of birds within an egg. But there are so many interesting aspects to the film. I just love telling people about it.
Paul, tell us about the problem that the very concept of flight poses for the evolutionary paradigm.
Flight as a function, that I mean controlled flight, where you're not just gliding, but actually taking off, going in a directional way, landing in a controlled way, that is actually something that's very, very complicated. And it took us, that is human beings, a long time to figure out how to do it without killing ourselves. And finally, in the first couple decades of the last century, we managed to have genuine controlled flight. Birds, of course, have been doing it as long as we have observed them. And the evolutionary paradox or puzzle is, how did land-dwelling or tree-dwelling creatures without the power of flight achieve that function in an incremental way? By an undirected Darwinian process, which is what evolutionary theory claims. So the film looks at what it takes for a living thing to fly. Of course, other ways of flying other than what birds do, bats fly, insects fly, but this film focuses just on bird flight and the amazing multiple features required to achieve that.
Let's talk about a specific bird, the hummingbird. As a design problem, why is this such a big deal for evolution?
Hummingbirds do things that no other bird can do. For instance, they hover very much, if you've ever seen one, like a helicopter. They're able to move backwards in the air. They're able to achieve lift all the time. You know, most birds, when they're flying, only achieve lift, that is the ability to keep themselves up in the air on the downstroke of their wing. Hummingbirds, by contrast, can achieve lift both on the down and upstroke, which they need to do. If you've watched a hummingbird at a flowering bush moving from blossom to blossom, it needs to not only hit those blossoms, but then come up and move around in a way that sort of a pigeon or a raptor could never do.
It turns out that there are features of its anatomy, in particular the structure of its shoulder, which allow it to rotate its wing 140 degrees as the wing is coming back so that it can achieve lift on the upstroke, which is, to me, just mind-blowing. But that's just the start, because the energetic requirements of a hummingbird are unbelievable, the metabolic requirements, just to keep those engines running. So one of the things the film discusses is the structure of the hummingbird tongue. And we feature research done at the University of Connecticut that shows that the tongue is actually much more complicated and interesting than anyone realized. I don't want to give away the story. I want people to watch the movie, but it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, talk about this for just a moment. For someone to get this film, watch it either by themselves or with their family or in their church, this is an astonishing production, isn't it?
I think so, and it features the work of scientists from England and also from Denmark who were eager to cooperate with Illustra Films in featuring their research. The scientist from the UK looks at starling murmurations. These are these huge, enormous flocks of starlings, hundreds of thousands of birds flying as a unit. Somehow they don't crash into each other. You know, we watch the Blue Angels or Thunderbirds, five or six planes flying in formation. That's amazing. With these starling flocks, you're looking at really hundreds of thousands of birds flying as a unit and not crashing into each other. The work of the scientists from Denmark looks at the Arctic tern, which is a bird that, boy, I want their frequent flyer miles. They spend their summers in the Arctic region up north, and then they migrate down to Antarctica. They do this sometimes 25 times. You know, they live a long time. Millions of miles accumulating in these populations, and he was able to track how they did this using, again, some amazing research techniques, and I don't want to give away the story, but it's fascinating.
We're talking to Paul Nelson. Dr. Paul Nelson is a fellow of the Discovery Institute specializing in developmental biology and evolution, and this is a field that you have spent a long time plowing. And it's important because how one views their origins, Dr. Nelson, ultimately determines how they live their life.
That's right. These are really the fundamental questions that any human being has to answer. Where did I come from? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Is my existence a cosmic accident? Or is there a design? Is there a purpose to my life intended by a transcendent mind, a creator who knows my name? You know, how you answer those questions makes all the difference to how you live your life. So evolutionary theory, unlike almost any other theory in science, isn't just a scientific theory, because it's the theory about us. It's what science tells us about where we came from. And if the claim of that theory is that we arrived on this planet by an undirected natural process, that has consequences for how we view ourselves, how we view others. And I think the intelligent design research community not only challenges that view scientifically, but those of us who have some philosophical or theological training, we challenge it at a deeper level and say, no, our existence is not a cosmic accident. There is a purpose. We do have a reason for being here. I would never want to be a teenager, let's say, growing up in a culture where they're told, you're just a lucky spin of the cosmic roulette wheel. That would rob, I think, one of the purpose of being. So you're right, Hank. These are fundamental questions, and how you answer them makes a big difference to how you live your life.
The DVD is called Flight, the Genius of Birds, and I would say, Paul, that the genius of this DVD, if you will, is that it communicates without preaching. And what I mean by that is you watch the DVD and it, well, I mean, intuitively demonstrates to you that God is real.
Listen, I agree. And to me, it's Psalm 19 in action. It's Romans 1:20 in action. We have a God who did not hide himself in the sense that he made himself manifest in the world that he made in a way that Romans tells us those who reject it will be without excuse. They will not be able to say when they face him, you didn't put enough there. But I feel very strongly that the signal from nature speaks unequivocally to the existence of a supreme mind who brought this world into existence. And birds are just one glorious example of that. The movie really is a love letter to these creatures that I'm sad to say, again, this happened with butterflies. I took them for granted until I had to be involved in the film. And in the case of birds, again, I took them for granted until, you know, 18 months of a production on the film, and you just fall in love with the creatures all over again.
Yeah, and I'd have to say the same thing for myself. And one of the things I want to touch on just as we close is the notion of families watching the DVD together, because so many families send their kids off to school, and those kids are being bombarded with evolutionary dogma, even propaganda. But when you sit down with your child and watch this DVD, they're going to get the other side of the story and, again, intuitively recognize that what they're being told in school doesn't always correspond to reality.
That's right, and it's very watchable. It's a bowl of popcorn, a couple of Cokes, you put your feet up. It's very entertaining, and you're right, it doesn't preach. The living things are right there for you to enjoy. The movie, as I said, is a love letter to these creatures that inhabit the air around us.
I would definitely say that Ladd Allen and the folks at Illustra Media, only from the perspective of eternity, Paul, we fully know how God has used their productions for his glory and for the extension of his kingdom.
You know, they're hard workers, and they plow all the money they make on these films right back into the next one. So I'm proud to be associated with them and the things that they've done over the years.
Always great to have you on the broadcast. Looking forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thanks, Hank. Have me back anytime.
God bless you, my friend.
Take care.
And, of course, the DVD, it's called Flight, the Genius of Birds, is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online for your gift, again, at equip.org. When you support the ministry, we'll send this out, and believe me, you will absolutely be blown away. This is not over-promising and underperforming. It's under-promising and overperforming. When you see this, you'll just be blown away. And again, if you have a family, watch it as a family. It'll make a big difference in your life. Watch it with family members, friends, neighbors. Make this an event. This can be life transformational. Again, available for your gift at equip.org. Also, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, Resource Consults, they're standing by at 888-7000. And the letter CRI, so just pick up the phone and call 888-7000 CRI. Get your copy of Flight, the Genius of Birds. It will be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Do thank you for tuning in today. Look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We pray that today's program has blessed you and deepened your understanding of Scripture. If you'd like to contact CRI and order resources or partner with us financially, just go to our website, equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Christians typically haven't had much to say about video games, and often when they do, it's pretty negative. There are certainly real concerns over violence and addiction in video games, but the church needs to give this nearly ubiquitous medium a more balanced treatment. Other topics include sexual sanity for women in a world gone mad. Does the Bible teach that the earth is flat? Soren Kierkegaard, Understanding the Christian Father of Existentialism, Contemplative Prayer, and Psalm 46:10, Suffering an Apologetic Mission, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
Are you a Christian looking for a phenomenal Bible app? The Word of Promise Bible app may be exactly what you've been looking for. You'll experience the Bible like never before. This free app includes the entire New King James Bible text with powerful search capabilities. For example, you can look for a word like love, and every verse that includes love will appear. Also included is the entire two-hour audio Gospel of John featuring world-renowned actors. This two-hour audio Gospel of John is fully dramatized with sound effects, with an original music score, and is synchronized to the text so that as you hear this powerful audio theater, the text appears verse by verse. Receive your free Word of Promise Bible app today at equip.org.